Gordon O'Brien, O'Brien's Music Store. We grew up out here right on Water Street, right upstairs over the store. Yeah, and there weren't any immediate neighbours to play with. George Street had a lot of residents on it. But being as small as I was, we sort of just hovered around the door, myself, my brother, younger brother and younger sister. We spent a lot of time here on the sidewalk, just running back and forth, kicking a ball around, or riding our bicycles and our pedal cars, pushing our pedal cars. And of course we had our bicycles, little three-wheel trikes. We'd come out here every afternoon after school. We were out playing on the sidewalk, pedaling back and forth. And we would drive into Soper's main door, Neil Soper Hardware. That was where Anti-Craze is now, which is two doors east of us. Right next to us, right here, yeah. And on a sunny day, I would pedal in through the front doors because Mr. Soper would have the front doors open. And you take a right, and the 274 and 272 were the numbers of the Neil Soper's building. So 272 is now Fishhook Neil Room, which is like a common room with the tables and chairs and stuff. But that floor is 18 inches or so higher than 274. So there was a ramp built into the floor. So I'd pedal the bike in, pedal up over the ramp, make a U-turn in that east end building, and turn around and coast down over the ramp and out through the front door again. And I would do that probably 15 or 20 times until Mr. Soper got sick of looking at me and he'd turn me out. Tell me, okay, young fella, that's enough playtime here now. Time for you to go home.